You've heard me talk about Bill as the loyalty program that lets you earn points on rent wherever you live. And they just leveled up even more. As of 2026, homeowners can also earn up to 1.25x points on their mortgage payments. This is thanks to Bilt's three new credit cards, the Palladium card, Obsidian card, and Blue card. All three turn your housing payments, rent or mortgage, into flexible rewards, so you can choose the card that fits your lifestyle without missing out on points and exclusive benefits. Bilt points can be redeemed at top airlines and hotels, Amazon.com purchases, future rent payments, and even more. Bilt points have also been ranked by top publications as the industry's most valuable points currency. Your housing payment is already your biggest expense. Make it your most rewarding. Find the card that fits your lifestyle and apply today at joinbilt.com/journey. That is joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Terms and limitations apply. Subject to approval and eligibility, Bilt cards are issued by Column NA, member FDIC, pursuant to license for MasterCard International Incorporated.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here with another weekly edition of the Quick Hits. For those new to the show, this is usually our more up-to-date news in the world of travel and points and miles. As I've been mentioning for those who follow our show, my wife Taryn and I, we are on our one-month honeymoon traveling through Hong Kong, Fiji, and New Zealand. So these quick hits are going to be much, much shorter. And because I'm not staying on top of all the points and miles news while we're enjoying our honeymoon, we'll more so just be some updates regarding our honeymoon specifically and a couple updates with travel and points and miles, some of the larger updates that I've come across. The biggest thing that I've seen come across my desk really over the last few days here is that the Chase essentially has updated what it's doing with the Edit collection. So before, with the Edit, when you book through Chase Sapphire Reserve, if you're a personal or business reserve cardholder, you basically were guaranteed essentially a 2 cent per point redemption if you book the Edit hotels with points. And now Chase has rolled that back. And now they're insisting that all point boost hotel redemptions were always going to be dynamically priced. And you may get 2 cents, you may get 1.6, 1.5, 1.75. They're saying that nothing was set in stone, but everyone's pretty much arguing that that was not the case, because pretty much it was guaranteed to get 2 cents per point with their Edit collection when using their points boost with points. I think this is going to affect those that were relying or planning on at least getting a good point redemption with redeeming through the Edit. I know we had looked at utilizing the Edit for a stay in Istanbul we were looking at for next year. Actually had booked it, but ended up adjusting our travels a little bit, so ended up canceling that redemption. So we got a credit, but that credit was rolled back once we got the full refund back for that. So actually still to this point have not stayed in a booking that we ran through the Edit, but we shall see what comes of this. I think it's a little bit unfortunate that Chase is already rolling this back so soon after releasing the Edit itself. So that's probably one of the bigger things that I've seen come across my vision, I should say, when it comes to points and miles and travel overall. Nothing too much major with that. This is being recorded, this episode right now, from our first resort in Fiji, currently at Nanuku Resort, which is on the main Fiji island. And so far, our stay has been wonderful here. The last quick hits I recorded from the plane when we were on the longest flight in the world, JFK to Singapore, and then from Singapore to Hong Kong. Got to Hong Kong, spent 4 nights there at the Grand Hyatt in Hong Kong. One of the, honestly, nicest Hyatts that we've been to. Their club itself, their club lounge area, was absolutely spectacular. We're going to have a whole episode where we're going to talk through some different parts of our honeymoon and the Grand Hyatt in more detail. But I will say that was a fantastic, fantastic Hyatt. If you're thinking about going to Hong Kong or need to spend some time there or wanting to visit there, really, really loved it. Thought it was a fantastic place to go. Public transportation, super easy to navigate. Everyone was really nice, really friendly. And then the service in the Hyatt itself was impeccable. And the treatment and the upgrade we got from the globalist standpoint was absolutely fantastic. If you follow us on Instagram, you probably saw those from our stories. But our view from our room was better than, in my opinion, than the view you could see going to one of their biggest tourist attractions in Hong Kong, which is Victoria's Peak. And again, the location of it was just great. Unfortunately, Taryn was not feeling well, and we ended up actually having to, instead of going to urgent care or to the hospital, we actually contacted concierge. They had a doctor on call who's been on call for the hotel for, he said, over 22 years, came right to our room, visited, got medication, all sorts of things. So had a little bit of a solo adventure while we were there. So got to see a couple things like the Big Buddha and go to Victoria's Peak. But glad to say that Taryn is feeling much better. We've been here in Fiji now at Nanuku Resort, and it's been absolutely spectacular. After visiting the Maldives twice now, I say Fiji is very, very different in a lot of great ways. Their connection to culture is immersive. It's amazing and absolutely a place that you should think about visiting. This first place we're staying at is an SLH property that we booked through Hilton. And so it was 100,000 Hilton points per night. Got the Hilton Aspire card so that we would be diamond status upon arriving. We have a beautiful, beautiful villa. There's only about 57 rooms in this entire property, and it's so connected. It feels so warm and welcoming. And here they say Bula as hello and Vinaka as thank you. And everywhere you go, the staff, they just shout at you, Bula, Bula, Bula. And it's just so warm and encouraging here. It's very, very much of a different vibe than I think we've felt from any other kind of region specifically in our travels. We have another amazing resort to get to that we'll highlight as well on our trip, which we're excited to share with you. But I'm going to go ahead and wrap this one up here. Overall, it's been a fantastic trip. We are about, when this comes out, 2 weeks through our month-long honeymoon. Really, outside of Taryn not feeling well, the only other biggest, I'd say, headache we've had was the fact that our flight here to Fiji was delayed by 13 hours, which was kind of wild. So we were supposed to land in Fiji in the morning and be at the resort by like 10 a.m. Instead, we got to the resort like 10:30 p.m., but still yet, we just roll with the punches when you travel like that. And thankfully, we always buy travel insurance. So these delays we had, and even the cost of the medical care, I'm very certain that we're going to have covered by our travel insurance, and not just our credit card travel insurance, although we do have that. I always go ahead and buy travel insurance through World Nomads. I've done that for years, and they've always taken care of any incident that's come up. So always excited to make sure that we have that, which we do. So we'll keep you posted on the results of that as well. I do hope everyone has a fantastic weekend, a fantastic holiday time frame. I know Christmas has just passed once this comes out, and then New Year's is coming up as well. So hope everyone enjoys, whether they're with their family or traveling, that you have a fantastic time. And we will catch you, as always, on the next episode. Take care.
Travel has changed a lot since my father wrote Europe on $5 a day, but our mission hasn't. I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, I share practical advice, meaningful stories, and conversations with some of the most trusted names in the industry. If you're looking for ways to travel smarter and bring the world closer, I've got you covered. New episodes weekly at voyescape.com.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.